When do we go live? I have a lot of material on my
head. Oh, jeez. We're already live, Alex.
This is what we're doing.
When do we talk about immigration?
Oh, boy. Yeah, your first comment on that was terrifying.
Man.
And then I told Colin, I said, okay, well, Alex is in. At this point,
I'm not going to do anything inappropriate.
I'm cutting my responsibility of Alex. I have asked. That's it. It's not, I mean.
Obviously don't know me.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. I don't know if I want to push that limit, but I do at least kind of trust you on this scenario. Also, it's not live, so, you know, whatever. Colin can go back there and just cut pieces out. I just get to edit it, spend even more time editing.
Yeah,
yeah, the 15-minute podcast.
Yeah. Sorry.
Real quick hitter.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Just cut all of Alex's stuff out.
Well, mostly on this podcast, if you haven't listened, which I'm sure you haven't, we talk about mid-sized trucks. That's pretty much it. So if you got any sort of news or, you know, opinions on a new Tacoma or a new Ranger, that's where we're at.
It's just an open forum. Say whatever we think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no.
That's it? That's your hot take?
Know, scratching your 5 o'clock shadow, the mic picks that up too, just so you know.
I like the suspension on the new Tacomas and Land Cruisers that you can work on the front end easier.
Really?
But not the GX550, because those have a KDSS sway bar.
Okay.
Does it make it that much worse?
Which gets you that close to doing it in 10 minutes, the front end, but it's actually like 3 hours.
Huh.
It's that close to you can pull the strut out, but the sway bar is like 10 millimeters away from being able to get the strut out.
Hmm.
That's all I have to say about new cars.
Okay, wow.
Just in general, all new cars?
All of them.
All of them. Got it.
I don't know.
That's good. That's good.
We did a lift on a AT4 2500 Silverado today.
Mm-hmm.
I say we. Matt and Ozzy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we can't forget about Matt. I don't want to. Why is he here?
He was supposed to be here.
He was supposed to be here. We tried to all sit in one chair together.
Yeah, that was going to be the bit.
That would have been good. The entire Fit Garage crew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a
stacked in here.
Stacked on top of
I can still sit on Alex's lap.
We could get there.
Yeah.
We need to work into that, though. I don't think that that's something that you just do without a little bit of warm up, right? I mean, you might.
The next one, yeah.
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 I don't know.
But for us, you know, we got to ease into
day one, yeah.
Yeah, we got to ease into that with you guys.
Also, I was thinking immediately when you said that you had five people, I thought, well, this is now Alex's podcast.
We're going to commandeer.
Yeah, he's the captain now.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about immigration.
Exactly. Any other hot button issues you can get to? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. So I'm just going to stop not even saying anything on that for you.
I've never voted in my life.
That's good.
It's all a joke.
That's good. So we don't do intros anymore. We've been like doing this thing where we just like intro people to the podcast once we're like moving. But I feel like since we're kind of starting in here, we should probably explain what's going on. So we have in-studio guests. We have Alex to my left and Ozzy, and they are from local shop Fit Garage
that you started.
That I started.
He just said, "Don't mess with the mic." First thing you start doing.
And Alex reminded me that he won the shop in a naked wrestling match.
Oh,
naked.
Yeah. So he's incredibly strong.
Must have been a tag team match, huh?
Well.
Yeah, with Zane.
Yeah, Zane. It would have been him and Zane. Zane, good partner.
Yeah.
Zane and I versus Dustin and
Sean.
With that bulk, you know.
That would have been a fun match. Maybe with clothes on, but or maybe not.
Well,
I don't know.
Well.
But that did remind me, though, you did wrestle somebody there, didn't you? I didn't want to even get into any of this kind of stuff, but that's fine.
I get along really well with that guy now.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I can't speak
you can't
on
say
that. That guy.
I wrestled Ethan on the floor the other day.
I'll see.
Yeah. So it's still a wrestling area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Well, the main bay.
Right. Good.
There was a local
tradition,
like fitness supply place that was called like, what was it? Like the Fit Pit or something that came out around.
It was close, right?
Yeah. I used to get calls for that every once in a while. I was like, no, this is a completely different thing. It's not the same. But maybe I should have done that. It might have been more successful. I don't know.
We get tagged on Instagram like once a month. There is a workout place in Mexico. Los Fit Garage. We get tagged in that quite often.
Los.
Do you ever just think about tagging the actual place on some of your stuff?
Oh, I tag
now?
Them back.
Y'all. Okay, good. Yeah,
good.
We'll, like lift a Tacoma and I'll tag them. Just to get them back.
That's good. So yeah, these guys are have this awesome place and they do a bunch of great work. And I happen to have been a part of it at the start, and Alex has taken it and made it so much better. So that's great.
Shut the hell up.
It's true. You have. I think that's, I can just do the Welcome to the Campfire Passport podcast off of that. Okay. That's pretty easy. And then the thing that I really wanted to talk about was not just like the shop, like there's the history of the shop a little bit, but like I think from you, and then actually interesting enough, probably from Ozzy too, or definitely from Ozzy, how did you get into cars? Because you were into cars before like off-road stuff, and you kind of transitioned, and you have, I think, a really cool vehicle background. Like you've got a lot of really cool things. You've got a great eye. And I'm not trying to just give you compliments this entire podcast. Boy, I'll try to rip you apart
Lap
somewhere.
Lap it up. Here we go.
But, yeah, how'd you get there?
Is this a question for Ozzy?
No, that's
a question for you.
I can't make eye contact with you because you're behind me. Yeah. So it'd be like if I was sitting in your lap.
We need a round table.
How did we go from cars to trucks to back to cars? Is that the question?
How did you get into cars and then trucks and then all things?
My first car was a Mark IV GTI.
That was your first car?
Yeah, I was...
The brown one?
Really rich parents. No, I'm just kidding.
You had?
No, I lived with my parents and I spent all my money on my first car, which was a Mark IV GTI.
That's a good move.
Which are worth $2,000 now.
Yeah.
On a good day, yeah.
Yeah. And then was just into cars, and then Ozzy had a BMW, and I just... always wanted to be like Ozzy, so I got BMWs.
Was Ozzy actually the person that convinced you to get an E28 without convincing you?
Yeah, partially.
You saw it on the parking structure. Yeah, then, I remember.
Ozzy E28 was like the coolest thing to me. That's so cool.
It was good. There was like a time, that time where like all the kids from Redmond had BMWs and... I remember specifically yours coming in with style fives and being lower than the other ones mostly. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And then you kind of did a bunch of other stuff and it was cool along the way. So
yeah,
I get that.
I was also 17 and made bad choices.
Oh yeah. Well, that's something we all do. Yeah.
The car was not that great, but it was still fun.
Yeah. What was it? It had like a newspaper lined something.
I got in a little collision, if you will, in the ice, and I didn't have any money, and so I bent the hood back, and there were a lot of dents on it, so it became like this paper mache kind of smoothed out thing, and that was to make up for the very dented, very ugly, crumpled hood. Mm. And I got a paint job at the same time because it was bronze it, and I didn't want a bronze it car. So
the newspaper on the hood was all like Nazi.
No. It was old newspaper.
It was old newspaper.
I thought but it was
like
was
a
not
like
Nazi.
A German theme because of BMW, like a Bavarian, like you were doing like a Reich thing.
I was a dork and I went to like thrift shops and found
my bad.
Old ones. But
I must have read that wrong.
Yeah. You found a
this
clipping
whole time.
In there.
He thought that that's what it was.
Sorry, thought I knew you.
Well, he's taking back his BMW purchases now. Yeah. He thinks that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, and then Alex continued to buy every car I've had, I think.
Oh, interesting.
I had a Cosworth. He bought a Cosworth.
And now?
G-Wagon. He bought a G-Wagon.
Wow. Interesting.
He's getting a 6x6.
He's getting a Volvo next. Yeah.
6x6 is coming.
I'm going to get a V70R with a blown motor next.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, it's pretty nice.
Does a blown motor?
It needs a motor.
It just needs a quart of oil.
Often.
All the
it's
time.
Okay. I knew this. I knew this when I bought it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. That was my next question. Yeah. My follow-up.
I'm very aware, and it will get a motor at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that something? I don't know enough about Volvos to know. Like, can you just get a motor from a junkyard like you can another car?
Well, it is an RN block, and so I'm able to now kind of get any of the RN motors, which is cool, but I want a 2.4 to keep it 2.4. I don't have to shim a 2.5. It's a bunch of dumb stuff, but yes, I can.
Volvo talk.
Yeah. All right. You're a nerd out for a sec.
No. I kind of do.
No,
like...
I don't want to.
Okay.
But it will be cool, and it is a cool car. So
it is a cool car. They're cool. I like them, but I don't think I like them enough that I would want to buy one. Sorry, Tyson. But...
No, I get that. I didn't think I did either.
Well, Tyson's isn't the same as his.
I know it's not, but it's still a Volvo. Yeah. It's like saying, I'm trying to, yeah, sure. Okay.
They're
vastly different. They're just the exact same car in two different model years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the
different color.
P80 versus P2. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like saying, never mind. Jeez.
Which always makes me laugh because it's backwards.
Yeah.
Because the P80 is the early one.
Oh. Okay.
And the P2 is the later one.
That is weird.
They did the numbering.
Because it was like based off the 850 kind of is like the thought there. Mm-hmm. But then the V70 fit into that in between. So.
Yeah. Odd logic.
Those Swedes.
All right. Let's back up.
Yeah.
Sorry. Scroll it back a little bit. So Alex got an E28 because of Ozzy. Because of the newspapers on the HUD. And then after that, what did you have after that?
Well, it got featured in a very reputable blog site, didn't it?
You did. Yeah. Yeah.
That don't matter none.
Yeah.
Magenta.
Oh yeah, you wrote the.
I did. Yeah. I did write the article, yeah.
And it was
with
built
your beautiful photos
in the parking lot of
the engine bay was great.
Forker,
yeah, I painted that engine bay.
Uh-huh, sick!
Whoa,
sweet.
That was my best paint job ever. You're welcome.
You did the fender too.
I did the fender. That was not as good. Remember, it got dropped in the parking lot.
I liked when it was stickers, a whole bunch of like Rome stickers or something. Remember that?
Yeah. What was the question?
What came after the BMW? Really, what I'm trying
to do.
I got
into drifting for a minute.
That's S13. Right. Yeah. I remember that too.
Good S13. Yep. And then.
No, that was before. I traded the Mark IV.
Yep.
Sold it, got an S13. That and then I was like, oh, I can't afford drifting. And then I got an E28. And then
as
I got
many,
an E12.
As many find out, yeah.
Yep.
And then I got a Land Cruiser.
Okay.
And that was when I was buying the shop from you.
Yep. We had the same Land Cruiser at the same time, basically.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was
still
weird.
The best Land Cruiser ever.
It really is.
The 80 is the best.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. That's a weird thing to say out of your seat, but.
The 80 is the best.
Okay.
I tell people that too. Don't get a G-Wagon, get an 80. What are you doing?
It might not.
It's a better coil sprung.
The 80 series Land Cruiser is the best off-road vehicle ever made.
Hot take.
Boy.
I like it. I don't know. It's
I
just,
like it.
And you can still kind of get them cheap. They're so good.
I mean, it's cheaper than a G-Wagon, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Everything's cheaper than a G-Wagon, Sean. It's true. What a... Wow. What an accomplishment. The 80 series is cheaper than a G-Wagon.
Soul is like a 60 series or a 70, but the 80 is the best off-road, on-road.
Yeah.
Reliably. I don't know. They're the best.
I'm glad to know that you still like them because I like it.
They're the best. Whenever I... get old and give up like you, Sean.
I'm going to
get another 80
series. Get ready, Ozzy.
I'm forever on the lookout for the perfect 80 series. Like, I'm going
to
just.
Last week, there was one that you were ready to trade.
No, he didn't want to.
Well,
trade
he did.
It. I would have if he wanted to. But he wouldn't.
FT, barn door in the rear, manual.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Pretty cool.
And a cool color, too. Kind of a weird brown.
Nice.
The 24-valve diesel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Factory, manual, no flares, barn door rear, like super rare, 1997.
It was cool.
Dang.
Like, it was crazy. A local guy owns it, but it was just like a Hokkaido, Japan import, super rare edition, but factory Toyota. Like, it wasn't a conversion or anything.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Not locked, though.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can change that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty easy fix.
We can buy lockers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're great. So after you started the shop, I think the thing that, like, when...
Took over the shop. I'm going to correct you.
Yeah, after you forcibly took over after the wrestling match.
Strong arm.
You kind of like fell into the Land Cruiser thing pretty heavy, and that has really become like what you guys are known for. Now, I know that's not all of what you do. You're doing a lot of normal stuff with all Toyotas or with, you know, GMC trucks or Volvos or whatever, like anything really. But your name and your, you know, your, I don't know what the word is, like your reputation, I think at this point, is the 70 series Land Cruiser. It really just seems to be the thing that you guys are, you know, known for. How did you figure that out? Like, I don't know if I mean, it seems like one day you just got a Troopy and I was like, hey, what is this? I barely know what this thing is. And then of course I realized that it's pretty damn cool, and it's kind of evolved from there.
Yeah. I think it was all accidental like that. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just bought a 70 series and then I was like, oh, these are really cool. And started working on it, and there was a local guy that was bringing them in, Lucas, super cool guy. Yeah, and we kind of partnered up. Like, he would bring them in, I would work on them, and I don't know. Yeah, they're just really good trucks, and they got popular because they're good trucks. And we carved out that niche. I don't know if I were to do it again, I don't know if I would want to specialize in the 70 series Land Cruiser again, but sure. It's like, it just happened. I don't know. Yeah. They're really cool cars, and I don't know.
Was there just like a great opportunity at the beginning to be like, nobody else is doing this? Like, I like it. I might as well try.
I can't say I intentionally did it. It just kind of like,
yeah. Okay. I get it.
I don't want to take credit for like planning that at all.
It's, yeah.
I owned one, so we started working on more, and now we're like the Troopy shop.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best thing I've ever done in my life, but we work on a lot of Troopies. I don't know. It's cool. They're cool cars, but
yeah,
probably I mean, 911s would have been more lucrative or something. I don't know.
Whoops. Probably could have done that.
Wish I specialized in Tacomas because they're a lot easier to work on.
Well, that's what we've talked about outside of this is like, you know, Troopies are really cool, and like finding those really rare parts is cool, and like, you know, all the pieces to the puzzle are really neat things. But like, if somebody comes in and says, hey, I want 33s and wheels and a, you know, whatever bolt-on lift kit, like, that's better from a business standpoint, probably. Yeah.
The Troopies are definitely nice to have in the background because they're so cool. They get a lot of attention, and then people with Tacomas and 4Runners, Tundras come in.
Yeah.
And they want work done because we're the shop that works on cool Troopies.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know.
The cool stuff isn't always paying the bills.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Like, yeah, the Troopies don't pay the bills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're fun to work on. They're cool. I love them, but yeah, it's not.
They're all a bit of a project.
They're all kind of a project. When we're done with those projects, sometimes the bill, if I were to count it out, I'm like, oh, we lost money. Mm-hmm. This is not that great.
Yeah.
But they're fun. They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, aesthetically pleasing. Like you said, having them in the background draws in other crowds. So, yeah.
Very pretty trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sold yours, right?
Yep.
Yep. And you mentioned...
Well, wait. Hold on. Which...
Oh, sorry.
He sold his.
We could back up a little bit.
How many in are we on? This is the now you've sold yours. This is the
I think this
third
is my
or fourth one that you
second
that was yours
mine.
That you sold?
That tan one.
The Traca.
Well, the white Traca.
Yeah.
I sold to the people in Cody and Olivia in Medford. Mm-hmm. That was like mine. Okay. And then I had that tan one for like a month. But that one like wasn't really mine.
You
I always knew that
Mexico
was like
that,
a
yeah.
I drove it to Mexico, but it was not like a,
not his. Yeah. Not his.
Yeah,
it's just a borrower.
I was testing it. Yeah.
Okay.
But then this one was like mine,
and that was kind of like the ultimate build one, right? Like that was like put it together and put all the stuff that you learned and all the cool things into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna miss this one. It was really cool, but
yeah.
Yeah, I've had it for 5 years and just. I bought a house, so I needed to sell my car.
That makes sense. So once you recover from that, are you going to get another Troopy, or are you going to... I mean, you got a G-Wagon, so it's not like you step down too far.
He has a lot of other cool things,
really
too.
Crappy G-Wagon.
Yeah, no, and a really crappy E30 Touring.
Yeah.
No, I could see getting a Troopy again. I'm already regretting.
Like last week, he was like, oh, I can't wait to build another one. Yeah, we're installing a new top, and he's like, I can't wait to put this on my next Troopy.
They're the best. They're better than 80 series.
Oh, wow. Okay, there we go. Real heel turn.
Have you ever run across, this is really off to the side, but have you run across one with an 80 chassis yet? I see them every once in a while that are coil sprung front and rear, and I think, you should do that next. Let me plant that seed. Look at this. Ozzy wants.
We saw an 80? Or
no, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Well, we have an 80 chassis that's getting.
I don't want to talk about it. I feel so bad that truck's been our shop for 8 years.
That's the math on that.
You guys need to edit this.
We have the puzzle pieces to build this if we wanted. That's all I'm saying.
What is this? You don't have to give any details.
I'm sorry.
Our best customer 8 years ago had us start this project, but in the interim, we've also had like 3 or 4 other trucks that we've built for him. This one just keeps putting on the...
Is this the guy I know I've done
some... Yeah. You helped him with the audio.
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome, by the way.
So he's the best.
So, okay, yeah. Well.
There's this one project, like one of the first ones we started for him, but there's been... Yeah, it gets put on the back burner.
It's other a big trucks project.
A huge project. We're like... It sounded super fun at first, and then we found out how much work it is, and then we've built like 3 other trucks for him in between the time we started that one, and so that truck's just at my house right now, hanging out, waiting for when we have spare time.
Got it. Okay. That's going to come soon, right?
Anyway, 80 series chassis under a Troopy would be really cool, but I think they sell kits where you can just put 80 series axles under a Troopy, which would be much less work.
Okay.
Because actually an 80, you would have to extend the frame like 6 inches. And actually this year you can start importing Troopies with coil front factory.
Oh.
Which is cool. And then you could do the rear if you want, but I would just leave Leaf in the rear.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I think that'd
front,
be enough.
Leaf rear. It's pretty sweet.
That'd be cool. So what year? So that's 25 years is 99. Huh. Okay.
Like
I didn't know that
late
was the start.
99.
Huh.
Did Some 99s the... came... Leaf front, but like late 99s or coil.
When do they switch to V8? When does that happen?
07.
Oh, okay. So you got a little
still got a little while before you get the good one.
You
the
get one
really
out of Canada, though, I bet, at this point. You can get one in there.
Or you can break the law.
Yeah. Or you can break the law.
Yeah.
I just saw a...
We are not an advice podcast.
Yeah. Allegedly, you can break the law.
Yeah.
I just saw a for sale post on I Hate Mud a while back that's one that is... in like New York or something. It's like a 2016. Mm-hmm. And the person's like, this is perfect if you want to go, you know, go to Venezuela with it or whatever. And I'm like, how did it get here and what are you doing? That doesn't explain
a
lot
of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, do you still have that truck? What?
No.
You're supposed to ask that.
Oh.
No.
What truck? I don't. Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean? Yeah, my 1976 Ford Courier.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Okay. The garbage truck.
Yeah. It's our trash truck for the shop. Yeah. I have that. Yeah.
You still have it? No, you don't. You got rid of that. What'd you get? You got something else.
You got a free first gen Dodge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's hey, that's a good truck.
It's cool. Well, it's the not the Cummins.
Wow.
Well, it don't matter.
That's
the
a
gas
truck.
Is
that
better for Bend, Oregon climbing.
Sure,
you want
gas. You want gas. Yeah.
Gas is key.
When you're hauling garbage.
Starts easier.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
Especially after it sits for however long
in the
it
cold.
Takes you. Yeah.
Only a fool would put a diesel motor in their truck.
Yeah, I agree. Idiots. So, going to get a Troopy again. You're going to do coil springs now because it was a great idea. That's perfect. I like that. What else is next with the shop? Like, what are you trying to focus more on? Like, I saw an LC250 recently. I've seen new Tacomas and things like that, it looks like, right? So, like, you're just kind of keeping on with the normal people cool stuff, right? Is there bigger things?
I'm trying to commit less to... I think during COVID... Everyone got bored, including myself, and I said yes to too many engine swaps and like big projects.
Yeah.
And I got super underwater with like having a line of 10 people lined up for motor swaps and big projects.
Yeah.
Or trying to dig out of that. Matt has been amazing with, like, he'll attach to a project and just, like, work on it for 3 months straight and finish.
Yeah.
And, like, projects that in my head I think are, like, 2 weeks long, turns out they're, like, 4 month long projects.
Yeah.
Because I did the math wrong on how much work it is. Sure. But, like,
or you didn't Matt's calculate super, for everything
Matt's
else.
Been super good at, like, committing to just finishing these projects that I thought were, like, 10 steps, but they're actually 100 steps. And, like that common swap he's doing right now, like, the things he's doing on it right now, I'm like, oh, I didn't even consider that as even part of the project. Like, building a custom transmission harness is what I did for the last week. Like, wow. I didn't even consider that when I quoted out the job. I was like, oh, yeah, put the Cummins motor in and the transmission. Yeah. So Matt's super good at digging those out.
So you've got the main steps, but not the sub steps.
Yeah, I have, like, the 5 big things,
yeah.
But I don't consider, like, the 20 little things. Yeah,
under each one of those, yeah.
And then, like, Ozzy's great, too.
no specific reason. No.
Thanks, Al.
So we're trying to dig ourselves out of this, like...
Yeah.
Project hole.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm getting smarter about not doing big projects like that.
Yeah.
Trying to say no to motor swaps and stuff. And just do more lift kits.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, 1 or 2 big projects in the background, not 10 at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're just trying to focus on bigger things, like... I can't say on...
Say it.
Six by
six. Okay, we'll wait.
We gotta wait. We gotta wait. We got some big things in the works are not tied to just doing labor.
Heck yeah.
We're gonna start making some products.
Good.
Oh, okay. Well,
that you would maybe put in the area between a tire and a hub.
Ah, that makes sense.
Okay. I mean, if this helps at all, this won't post for a month.
We're not going to do anything in a month.
They'll be ready in a month, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
If Taiwan cooperates,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have them out in a month.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Be on my trip.
Okay, cool. But you are you still, last time we talked about big projects, you still had, like, a raffle project coming, right? Are you still doing, has that not?
Yeah, we team up with Warm Fuzzy and we do... a raffle giveaway for a truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's been good.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah. Pays for the truck.
That's good. And then a ton of coverage, right? Like, you're getting a huge boost in people seeing it, at least. Whether that translates into sales or not is tough, I'm sure. But, like, you know, it's a recognizable person logo thing, kind of.
Yeah, it's really good marketing.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like, we're able to build, like, we've done 2 Hiluxes, and both the winners bought a t-shirt, or, like, the last winner bought $80. He bought, like, a pair of shorts and a shirt, and he won a Hilux that was worth, like, $40,000.
Yeah, that's awesome.
By buying $80 in shirts.
Nice.
And it's, like, cool merch, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Ozzy's wearing one of the shirts. He didn't win, loser.
It's more the back on this one, but it's fine.
Yeah,
the back's cooler than the front. It's kind of boring, dude.
Yeah, well,
the next one we're gonna do, like, a 70 series pickup, and then we're building, like, a dual cab 70 series pickup. We got 2 of them.
So are they going to be the not raffle the for two? Okay, there's no, two, the same, like, yeah. The next and the next.
Huh, yeah,
cool. Any idea on time frame on those? It's
no.
Okay if it
okay. Within a month.
Single cabs, right?
Within about a month or so. Yeah.
Ideally, a month ago,
yeah,
would have done it, but. It just been so busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'll be cool. I think they're fun. I think it's neat. And I think the merch is cool too. I also bought the merch and didn't win like an idiot. So
you know. A loser, dude.
I know.
Alex doesn't want anyone from Bend to win because he thinks it'll look like an inside job.
That's true.
Yeah, like, it's a shop in Bend.
If any of my friends win, I'm gonna be like, oh no.
Yeah. I thought about
that. It's gonna be an inside job.
The way this looks. Yeah.
How did they win?
Yeah.
Like, Ethan always buys merch. I'm like, Ethan, stop. If you win, it's gonna be suicide for the company.
Then you gotta say, I'll take the cash option. Don't worry.
Yeah.
There's no cash option. I actually felt like guilty. I bought the sweatshirt because I liked it. And I was like, oh, and it gives me an entry. And then like after, I think after I got the sweatshirt, I went, I think if I win this, it would be bad. I don't think that that's going to look good. So I'm just going to hope that I do because I don't care.
Well,
and also,
let me just put this on the front end. I'm not friends with you guys.
Oh,
so
there you go.
There. So now if I win, you can win. It's okay. Yeah. So.
Covered. I thought we were friends.
Wow.
Whatever.
Nice bomb.
I'll cut that end part. I'll cut from
can
there.
Give me another beer.
Out and then...
Didn't know we weren't friends.
Wow. Well.
You got to tell me what you want. You want another one of those?
Something similar.
So, well, there's one more
of
those.
Get the stout. You have any Truly in there? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't want anything.
There's ranch water.
Okay, good.
Oh, thanks.
Service.
Look at that.
Without a smile.
Look at that. Well, you're not going to get a smile.
No, not for me.
All right. We should talk about immigration.
No. No. Just no.
No.
So, Ozzy. Okay, cut Alex out real quick.
I'll just mute his mic. Yeah.
What, you have been around the shop for a long time.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy. And now you work there.
I know. I know. That's weird, too.
And you took a path to get there. Oh, like, we don't have to just interview Ozzy here, but, like, you went away. You went to school.
For a while.
Away.
For a while.
I like the
it's pretty
the
far
he
away.
Puts that. You went away.
I have a master's degree in architecture.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I was digging for there.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple degrees.
Awesome.
I came back and then Alex called me one night on like a Wednesday and was like, hey, man, we're super swamped. Will you come help? And I was like in between jobs and I was like, yeah, sure.
He was like, I was at church.
Of course you were.
And
stressed
then
out.
And I was like, when do you want me? And you're like, tomorrow. And then, that was like 4 years ago, and I just keep working there.
It's only 4 years ago?
Maybe five. I don't know. It's been a while.
Seems like nine.
Seems like nine.
Seems like nine.
It's because we've been friends for that long. I met Alex when I was like 17.
That makes sense.
And then I think,
I mean, that seems about right. Yeah. This kind of
car scene.
Car scene era.
Yeah.
Alex with what was that, 80 grit sand job on your new paint job?
Oh, yeah. The front of the Mark IV.
I like bringing that up for you. Just so
it was.
Yeah.
Nice finish work.
Yeah, a real finished sand job on that one.
Yeah, you look great from far away.
It was so bad.
Like 20 feet away, you wouldn't know. But then, as soon as you said, "Hey, look at these sanding marks," I was like, "Whoa!"
I would bring it up. People would notice, but I bring it up.
Yeah, I do that all the time with my bug now. People say, whoa, are those Porsche wheels? And I say, no.
No, they're
not. Empty.
That's good.
It's fun.
It's nice to be humble.
Yeah, that's definitely something I try for. All right. So you had the E28.
Yeah.
Which was, is that your first, like,
that was my first car. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I paid $500 for it. And I was, it was my first car. And it was cool.
BMWs were bottom dollar.
Yeah.
It was an M30 car and it was cool. It was manual and it checked enough boxes and that got me kind of hooked on them. And had some E23s and then I got the Cosworth, the 190. And that was.
Yeah, that's. How did you land that car?
Oh, that was funny. I wanted a diesel 190, which I have now. And I was really after one.
For
like a manual diesel 190. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a guy in Portland that had a Cosworth and I was like, hey, by chance, do you know of a diesel manual? And he's like, no, but I have another Cosworth if you want one. And it was like his parts Cosworth.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, sure. And the price was right and it needed some work. And so I bought it and loved that car. They're so cool. And I'm bummed I sold it, but Alex also had one around the same time.
It's like, of all the cars I've ever sold, that's the biggest regret.
I'm bummed on that.
Really?
Yeah. I love that car. Yeah. It's not fast, but it sounds good. It looks good.
You're better than everyone else on the road.
It's true.
No, that's the G-Wagon.
Oh, wait, that's the G-Wagon.
Alex says that in the G.
I do feel like that again. Well, I'm driving the G. I'm in my head. I'm flipping everyone off.
Yeah.
Well, you are. Yeah.
You feel better than everyone else because you are.
That's true.
When you're driving the G-Wagon.
Was the I don't remember, was the Cosworth before the Volvo, the one, the Amazon?
So yeah, that? No, it was after I traded the 28 for the Amazon in a weird trade.
Yeah. Cause that was one of my favorites that you had.
I like that, but I didn't do anything. I just bought it like that. Yeah, I didn't do anything. Yeah. I sold it to a guy. And then that turned into, the Cosworth. I sold the Cosworth to get like the Datsun from Dustin.
Okay.
I thought that was a cool truck. That was a dumb move on my part.
Bad truck.
I thought I needed a pickup for some reason. It was a cool truck.
Well, I mean, mini trucks are cool. So.
I know.
Is that the same one that ended up like 4 rounds later at Smolich, or did I just conflate that with a different 521?
Oh, it was 520.
520.
So, yeah, that's a different one.
That one that was at Smolich has been there, was like, forever, I thought.
It's not like, there's a couple steps to that. Luke, again, is yelling at his radio.
Yell
so
at us about
whatever.
That later. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Luke. all right, so you got that truck. Was that in the middle of all that then?
I was like in school. Yeah, okay. I was in school. Okay. I thought I needed to haul stuff.
You had a bike, right?
Yeah, yeah. I lived downtown Portland and I just rode everywhere. So I didn't, yeah. And then I got a diesel 190 and I still have that. And then I got the 6x6, which is cool. The Volvo
C304. That was your first like...
Rig, yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's a wild rig of choice.
How did you get there?
Oh, golly, that's a long story.
Were you looking for a manual diesel something else?
No, I really wanted that. Okay, so I went to school for architecture. That's part of it. My truck was part of my thesis. I was looking at like mobile architecture and like what a post-disaster relief.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to say?
Tell us about your college experimentation.
Volvo was the...
So I got the Volvo. I found the Volvo in Arkansas, and it was super broken and had been sitting in a field for like 10 years. And so I bought it for way too cheap. And
good.
Tell them what forum you found that on. DonaldTrump.com.
It was something like that. It was Steel Soldiers, which is a
you're looking at basically prepper
right.
stuff.
It was that okay. forum,
wow.
And it was wild because it was
just ran across.
I did. It's hard to find photos of these things.
This is the best part of the story.
No, it's wild. Someone posted like, "I just saw this in a field in Arkansas. This is crazy. You know, sure. Does anyone know about it?" And the photos were so old and like it didn't say where they were taken. You can right click on a photo and figure out like the Latin long of where a photo was taken.
Not a lot of people can do that.
In the metadata. Yeah, you can, dude. That's just like nerd stuff. But so I find out it's in Arkansas.
Deep state stuff.
I post on Craigslist just like a wanted in Little Rock. And I was like, hey.
Albuquerque.
Little Rock. This was seen like 6 years ago or whatever it was.
Sure.
Is it still out there? And I used those photos. And the dude responded the next day. And he's like...
That quick?
Yeah, he's like, I got one. That looks like mine in the picture. And it was wild. We talked on the phone for a while and it worked out. And his friend owned a trucking company and he was able to like ship it out the next week. And so like I bought it and then it came to... I took it to my grandma's house in Olympia. And I worked on it a bunch on the weekends. But it was hard because I was in grad school and I was like doing grad school stuff. And then also going and working on this truck that didn't really matter. But it was also part of my thesis.
And the experimentation.
And then also the experimentation. I had to fit that in on the weekends. And so.
Sure. In between.
So the Volvo comes to my grad, like my thesis thing. Anyway, that's.
That's it. That's where we end.
Well, no.
It's a cliffhanger. Like,
what do you want? I mean,
the pop top.
Okay. So I cut the roof off and put a pop top. Well, I bought a van that had an engine fire. It was like a 70s GMC. I don't know what they're even called.
Van?
Yeah, van. But it had like a pop top and it was kind of cool, but it had an engine fire and it was $500. And I bought it. Trailered it up there, took it all apart, took the top off, and then scrapped the van for like $600, which was sick.
Nice.
Cut the top, and it worked well on a flat roof. And so I was able to cut that out, install it kind of the way it was.
You weren't at the shop this last weekend, but another dude came by with the same pop top as you.
Oh, nice.
On like a modern van.
Oh, cool.
And he did the same thing.
Nice.
He found it on an old van. It's a glass cantilevered, like, what's the glass company? Like, who's a burger?
Haynes or... Yeah, something like something, that. Hainer or something like that.
Something German.
Yeah.
But it was it opens up like a scissor lift and the glass folds flat. And when you open it, the glass like
pops up.
Which is, yeah, which is rad because there's no canvas that rots, and it's got sliding windows, and it's well made. It was made by a company in Seattle in like the 80s, and I forget the name of it. It's cool though, and they're out of business, but
yeah.
So that went on the truck, and then I like painted it and got it kind of nice for thesis. I like fixed the axle, I fixed the brakes, I did a ton of work on that truck. And so it came to my thesis. Fast forward to me living here and working at Fit. It gets a motor swap. It's OM605 now.
And he took 14 weeks to build the wheels by hand.
By hand. I widened the wheels and I beadlocked the wheels. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you did that by hand. He took the wheels off.
I did that.
And put barrels from a sewage drain on them.
No, that's not what happens.
That's not true. Huh?
To make them wider.
There's one that's kind of egg shaped. But
conspiracies
the rest are
over
good.
Here now, too. So.
Yeah. And made them be lost.
So, two questions. Okay. First one, what was the grade that you got on your project?
Oh, this is.
Well, he graduated. He said he has a degree.
I do
so.
Have the degree.
So,
yeah. I don't want to get into some. Like, this is a.
Oh, wait.
So, no, you're fine. My thesis did good.
Okay.
Should have done better.
Oh, oh, wow. I see. There's
I
some.
I think I won
name
too many
the
awards
teacher.
At school.
Who's the teacher?
No, no.
Who's the bitch?
No.
Oh.
What did they do to you?
I'll tell you later.
All right. Well, then I was going to ask Alex what his grade for your wheels is then.
Yeah. What is it, Al?
We're going to start.
I don't know. They hold air, right?
Yeah. Most of the time.
It's been parked there for like 6 months and they all
hey,
hold
chill.
Air.
Okay. Chill. I drove it today.
It's fine. They're great. They hold air.
Man, you guys are great with specifics here. Jeez.
They hold air.
They hold air.
That's all an
right. A. A minus.
It's an A if I've ever heard it.
A minus because the one's an egg.
Yeah. It's a spare.
Egg.
It's on the back. It's on the back.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, spare. Okay.
It's one. Oh, it's
a low speed test. Yeah,
he widened seven wheels.
Damn.
I don't know. While you're in there, dude.
All right.
It's as good as you can expect.
All right.
6 out of 7. That's a passing grade in every state.
That's pretty good.
It's fine.
That's, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Except for Michigan.
Oh, my God. We just did this crazy circle here. So you graduated school, had a job,
mm-hmm.
did
yeah.
not have a job, started working with Alex.
Okay, yeah. I worked in architecture for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And did you not like it? This
no.
is way out.
Yeah,
way
this
off
is
the rails.
Off the rails.
We don't have
Let's
to
go.
Get through this, but I'm just
Ozzy
curious
actually
now.
Was the guy that designed that black couch that you see.
I don't want to know what this is.
In oh, certain videos.
No.
He spent a year designing that couch, and then he quit.
Mm-hmm. That was actually his thesis, but then he had to do the Volvo just to like save face.
Yeah.
Or no, what did you... Because you were designing a door frame? Or
oh, that got built, which is very cool. I was on the new courthouse project in Portland. And so it's a big like 14-story... It's a cool building, but it also takes many years to build a building like that. And sure. So I was on it for a year. And one of my cool door details actually got built. It's like an exterior door detail that's neat, and it's a rolling door, and I liked it, and I was stoked to see it. And my name's engraved in a brick in there. I didn't
that's
know that.
Awesome.
Yeah. I haven't even seen it yet. My
Why did you quit?
Uncle told me.
Yeah.
You made it.
He's never going to give you a brick.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe someone spray painted ACAB over your name in Portland, dude.
Yeah, probably.
It's possible.
That's probably true. So I, but it's hard. I think that the education is super fun. I liked my architecture degree and I enjoyed all of those aspects of it. But then you get into practice and it's just like sitting in front of a computer doing CAD all day and kind of being bummed on it. And so in an attempt
Colin,
to...
Didn't you do CAD for... Didn't you work in Redmond doing CAD?
I still do.
You
I
still mean, do?
I still do CAD stuff.
Yeah. Does Tyson know about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyson about
this. I was in a Texan.
Potentially, you know.
Okay, the guy using your studio is doing moonlighting.
Yeah.
So FYI,
he's doing moonlighting.
He
doing
might be tired tomorrow because he's moonlighting so hard.
That's right.
Yeah. If only I made money on it.
There is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad cars are fun. I'm glad that you're having fun with cars, and I'm sure that Alex appreciates it too, even if he doesn't tell you enough.
I tell him all the time.
He says it in weird ways.
I text him every morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
you.
Wake up, baby. I appreciate you.
Exactly.
So this, sometimes so it's not it baby, just means you've got first dibs on designing the new shop when you move into a when you get to build your own building.
That's coming. I think that's next month, right? We're this coming next month. Yeah, this month.
Month.
Next
okay.
month that'll
all
be
right,
out.
Cool.
Sweet month. Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Good deal. So when this airs, Ozzy's building will be
built, designed and built. Yeah,
brick and mortar. Yeah.
All right. So what's the craziest project that you guys have had through the shop in recent memory? Like, what's the most fun? Let's say the most fun.
And you can have a different opinion than him.
Yeah, I would actually like it if you had a different opinion. If you can think of something quick, you can take over. Otherwise, Alex is really burning through the thoughts.
My favorite project is like mounting tires on a Prius.
That's nice.
Because it's so low stress.
Steel wheels.
The longer the project, the more I can't sleep.
I understand.
I will say Sam's build, the airport troopy truck, was rad. Yeah, and I got to do a full build out on the back. And it was fun because I got to do a little bit of design work and build work. That's so cool. That was very neat. And I think you stoked on it.
Yeah.
And it's come back and we've done other work to it. And so it's a rad truck. And I always think of it as kind of one of the neat ones. I guess the blue troopy is also that.
Yeah.
In
Sam's
a way.
Troopy was the coolest because it was like our first good. Like it was right when we were starting to get into troopies. And I bought this one that was. It's from a local guy that like got this troopy that just let me buy it from him. And then I put it on our Instagram and this dude from Alabama texted me. He's like, hey, I'll buy it. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then he like called me. He's like, no, I'll send you the money right now. And I was like, yeah, okay. And he really did. And then he added
a ton.
I want you guys to do like a pop top on it and like do a build out. And he just like, let us build it however we want it. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then he came out and camped with us for 3 or 4 days as we drove like east with him, which was super cool. And he was
going to drive it back to Alabama. And we like took him out to the Alvord and like took him camping with it. And then we drove back to Ben and he drove to Alabama
all the way home.
But it was just like kind of fun. Cool. Yeah. He stayed for like a week there. I don't know. He's a rad guy. So.
Yeah. That's very cool. That's got to be the way that. That's like the only way the big projects make sense or feel better is one, if you can line up the next thing after it, I'm sure. And then two, just like knowing that that person was cool, had fun, you enjoyed the delivery. Because I've been in that scenario too, where I've like done a really big project or like something that costs a lot of money. And then you don't get any feedback. And then all of a sudden you're like, is this person just quiet? Do they hate it? I assume they hate it. That's pretty much my
that's the first step,
my knee-jerk reaction. But, you know, sometimes I don't think they hate it. I think they just don't say anything. So, who knows?
Yeah. That happened with the blue troopy. Like, dude bought a $100,000 troopy from us, and I have not heard a word from him since he got it.
Someone saw it around.
Which is better for me.
Yeah.
Just full cut ties.
Like, just, I don't know. If a wheel fell off. Great. I don't need to hear about it. I don't know. Great. He just bought 100. I don't know. I guess that's normal. But for me, it was so stressful, like selling this expensive truck. And then.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
Not knowing anything afterwards.
Yeah. Actually, it did break like a week after it left, but it was like a starter relay. It just went bad. So it was super simple. But yeah, besides that, never.
All right.
Cut that out. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. None.
That doesn't matter.
Cut that out of the audio.
Do you have the segment that I was asking about earlier? I think it might be fun. It's not so much that we need it, but I think
you guys have
a bit.
And honestly, due to the beginning of this, it really fits in.
Okay.
Really well.
Can you send it to me via email and I can look at it, and then Ozzy can look on your site.
Why don't you join?
4 hours long right now.
Why don't you?
Yeah, we're only 4 hours.
This hour.
This is.
We're on 1 hour.
No, this is like 6 hours of talking.
No, 50 minutes.
Oh, God.
I sent you the link already, Sean, for the room. So if you go on there, then I can share screen.
I don't just stare at you for the last hour. I'm already staring at you.
Well, I know, but now.
Really, I'm staring at Ozzy because it's easier for my.
Yeah, he asked the questions to Alex.
I'd like to shout out Toyo Tires.
When do we do the ads?
Right now. Right now. Go ahead. I mean, get another one in. Quick.
Who's pumping the money into the podcast? Please let me know.
Like to shout out the M55, my favorite narrow tire without any
sidewall
stuff.
Great for making your truck roll over. Why? Special shout out to our giveaway partner, Warm Fuzzy, and.
And?
And?
Was that just an empty and? There was no actual.
I don't think we have any.
Okay. It's a just an unfinished
open door for the next person.
An unfinished thought on that one. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Sick. I'm out.
Okay. You're gonna have to put it back in the chat because I just got on here and it doesn't. I don't think it shows me chat history.
No, it's not. No, I'm telling you.
Oh, you're gonna do a share screen.
Oh, yes.
Right here, I'm gonna share with you.
I'll share and then Ozzy can look at my screen. Okay. So in this, this is. A great segment, self-proclaimed great segment. Would you pay money for this?
Oh, hell yeah. Why didn't we start with this? So, and it, wait, and we just talked about us for an hour. This,
it fits
this is
really
what
well
I'm here for.
With our opening conversation because it's a 95 triple locked 80 series with a supercharger, it says. So... as you can see, the price there, $32,000, which is high, in my honest opinion. But we've got 213,000 miles. It's got a Kazuma supercharger on it with a recent oil change.
Okay.
2.5 Dobinson heavies.
Who's Kazuma?
35s.
Hardly know.
Factory triple lock. Some other.
Ooh, I like the bold.
It's got some bold stuff. Nice about app. A newly rebuilt transmission that has a warranty
and AMSOIL in
$5,200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little body frame. We got some just known issues. Rear defroster does not work. Okay, crack in the dash and driver door.
What?
Missing driver side drip molding.
Ooh.
I know how important that is. Windows are slow.
They're also
80.
Okay, it says need to clean the contacts. So.
No,
it's not going to help.
Yeah, I promise you. You put a new motor in that, you grease it up, you can do all you want. And if you don't put new runs in it, they're going to be slow.
Okay. Front passenger door handle's loose.
It's going to break.
And the driver's side burr field has started to show signs of needing rebuild.
It clicks.
Which Sean is very familiar with.
Take it to Fikarutch. They do those hour, costs like $50. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
All day. It's
all day.
All day. Me. It's
okay. So here's some small pictures of it.
It's red.
And it's red.
It's not a good color.
No, this is a no. I'm already out.
You're already a no, huh?
It's the worst
for
color.
32?
32. Like
$213,000.
Did you miss that it has? Locked? Yeah, it's triple locked. And did you miss it's got a supercharger on it?
Kazuma. Hardly know her.
So
Kazuma.
Kazuma.
So, I mean, there you go. I mean, that... we all know how slow they are.
So it's slightly less slow. Look at that exhaust work.
Because of a supercharger. It's got a rack, just so you know, and great. A winch.
Okay.
With a bumper.
Go back to the rack.
Go back to the rack, he says. Okay. Hold on. There you go.
Let's see a rack.
Check that out. Yep.
Never mind.
I've seen enough.
Never mind. I've seen all I need to see.
Okay. All right. So would you pay money for this?
25 tops.
Okay, so
25 grand plus 8 beers. Next question.
Next question.
Okay, well that
let's do that.
That
how many beers? Next question.
That actually fits because if you were
would you rather
if you weren't going to pay money for that, would you then pay money for this? Which is which just so happens to be another 80 series.
Can't see it yet.
You can't?
Camp Tech.
Here you go. How about this?
Ah, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
This has a Camp Tech camper conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously he's taken it places because of the photo here is...
in a place.
In a place. Mm. With his Camp Tech conversion.
Nice to have time to camp.
This one's
looks fun.
$40,000.
Okay. Yeah. Camp Tech's 10K.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he says his build is over 60.
Camp Techs are sick. You can fit mice in there.
At least.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sorry, Eric.
So
nicest dude ever.
This is 270,000 miles, 100,000 on the rebuilt engine. Whoop-de-doo. 456s. An EGR delete.
Why did they have to rebuild the engine at 170,000?
$40,000?
Icon 2.5s.
Okay.
Guy can't even pull off 35.
Guy can't even pull off 35. Got some strong 33s on this thing.
33.8.
Yeah. 285, 75, 17s.
That's the size I have.
I'm at least they're not Toyos.
Hey.
They are Toyos.
They are Toyos. Sorry, they're AT3s.
Not MT55s.
He's and it's also got a
He's got a fair lead.
Yeah, he's got a quite a bit of listing of like camp build out stuff here. So, as you'll see here in the following pictures, he's got the ARB. Who cares? Bumper. It's got a snorkel because you need a snorkel, obviously. It's got some door damage.
Oof. Wait, who's selling this?
This guy. Hold on.
He's gonna say no, and then he's gonna be like, "Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, Tim.
There's one of my customers."
Yeah. Well, you can. He's got the VIN posted on here if you want to look it up.
You check that up. Here's this one.
Pull that up.
I could use that on my pickup.
Oh, I do like the camping,
but it's got a.
It's a nice build out. Yeah. Part.
It's got a little camping build out in the back here that is kind of troopy esque, but probably not as efficient because of the space is not as simple to use, but it's got a water tank and fridge stuff, and
probably wouldn't rattle at all.
No, I'm sure it's quiet as can be. Why would you think it make noise?
It doesn't make not a lot of moving parts there.
Oh my god,
15 foot long drawer,
with four bolts holding it in.
I just made so many complicated build outs, and they all just rattle. The most simple thing you can do, and then it doesn't rattle.
So, would you pay money for this?
40? Is this one?
Wait. But this the last one was 32.
This one's got ARBs.
Nah, I hate to say it on the Camp Tech thing because I like his hustle, but I would rather the other truck, and then I would just do a drawer, put my crap in the back, and I'd have a tent on top.
Okay.
Like I don't need the
and a super truck.
I don't need to do yoga to get into my bed.
Sure.
Just climb a ladder to get in my bed.
Well, you could put a ladder on the Camp Tech thing, can't you?
They don't have
provision but the ladder, whole point of the Camp Tech is to crawl in like a
You can. But couldn't I guess it doesn't look like there is a thing to go in. You can't go in the side, can you?
I don't think those aren't doors. To make a SUV into a camper van, like I've said this probably more than anything else in my life.
Okay. Say it on the pod. Into the microphone if you could, please.
He's talking to you, Colin. He's speaking directly to Colin.
I know.
We get this question all the time. People are, they see the Truby, like, pop top, cut the roof off thing, and they're like, oh, can you do this to my 4Runner? I'm like, look at the back of your 4Runner. Would you like to open your trunk and crawl into bed? Like, just have a tent on top of your truck and then have your truck. Like, don't convert your roof unless you have a Defender or a Truby, because those are vans.
Exactly.
Like, those are vans. They're not, like, the 80 series is so good off-road. It's a great off-road vehicle. I don't know. That's, I'm done.
Just not long enough.
That's it.
It's like, not long enough. That's the thing.
Well, just the floor plan isn't flat, and there's not a lot of room in the back. Like, there's not a living space.
No.
Whereas, like, a Troopy or a Defender or something, there's room in the back to make a full build out and hang out back there, but like, no one hangs out in the back of an 80 series. It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Just have your drawers and your back seats, whatever you want, and then have a tent on top of your truck if you want, or a swag tent, but don't cut your roof off so that you can do some weird yoga contorted move to get in bed.
That's true.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, just have a ladder to get in bed. Like, why do you have to go through your trunk to get in bed?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ozzy, did you like
that? That's a fair point.
keep going, please.
I'm
keep
so
going.
Pissed. I'm so sorry, Camp Tech. I'm sorry, Eric. He's going to unfollow me. I'm so sorry. He's not going to listen. But,
shots fired.
Well, you just aren't his. You're not his audience. That's all it is.
Yeah, he has a bunch of people. You saw the G-Wagon popped up. Did you like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Camp Top's super cool. And but you could get a long wheelbase Kasten wagon and do the same thing you're talking about, like with the Troopy, which is essentially
Kasten wagons make sense because they're like a Troopy.
Yeah,
yeah, but the yeah,
But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, if you have rear doors, do you want to, if you're deleting your seat and all that and like basically building a Troopy or a Casting Wagon, then that's fine. But
might make sense for small people.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it would.
Okay.
So, all right. So if we had to pick, Alex is going to take the pop top, right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he's taking the pop top.
Might make sense in Japan. Okay. You can put that in. Don't put the other part in.
You can't.
Mm.
I don't. Okay.
This segment is getting cut.
Brought to you by Camp Tech.
The one segment he wanted to do.
This segment brought to you by Camp Tech.
So you're not. So you want the Camp Tech one,
mm-hmm.
instead of the red one with the supercharger?
Yes,
he wants the red one with the supercharger and eight beers.
And eight beers.
Oh no, you're gonna be less.
No, he's giving.
I take
eight
the gray
beers.
One
giving
with eight. The supercharger and the triple lock, and I would just put the auto home or an alley cab on top.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you say that into the microphone? Or?
Pull the mic to your face.
I don't know what this guy means.
I would take the gray one with the lockers.
No, red.
Yeah, the red one.
Red gray the is lockers. The Camp Tech. Do you want the Camp Tech?
Yeah.
I'd take the red one.
There you go.
Okay.
With the lockers.
Yeah.
And the supercharger.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put an auto home or an L cab or a GFC. Graham, respond to my text.
That's Go Fast Campers.
And leave it like that.
Okay.
Is this an either or? Would you pay money for that? Is that what we're playing here?
That was the idea, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I put two on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, now we'll
Sean
do,
already has an 80 series.
Would
so
you
he
rather?
Really...
Oh.
So, yeah. I don't know what one Ozzy wants, but.
I'm going to go with the red supercharger. A little supercharger action. Sounds fun.
And the lockers.
And the lockers.
Well, they both had lockers. It was just one was factory, the other was Airbees.
Yeah.
I think build outs are so personal. Like each one's different.
That's,
like,
that is a good point, yeah.
I would never pay money for a truck that has a build out. Unless it's insanely simple. Like
I do like a Camp Tech build out though.
They
seem
are
very nice.
They are the best.
Like
yeah.
If there's gonna
I think that slide out with the kitchen and the table and everything, like I'm all about that.
He makes it so nice, yeah. It looks if good. You like watch the videos, some joinery, some beauty.
Oh my God.
Nice. I'm about
some
it.
Nice tech in that
I'm about
thing.
It.
They are really good.
Yeah.
I was like, I got bent out of shape for a while when I started seeing him like post these things because I was like, I'm not going to delete my whole back seat. And then I deleted half my back seat. And then now the other half never gets used. I'm like, what? Why didn't I just delete the whole thing? I could have just done that to start with. Oh, well.
Yeah. But you could have had a single cab truck then.
Yeah, that's
now
my dream.
Now it's all enclosed.
Yeah. I like to have room behind me that's open.
Mm.
It's kind of sick, like the three-seater. That's what I did in my 80 series.
That's
like,
what I've got,
fold
yeah.
down the big, leave the single.
Yeah.
And it's like Millennium Falcon, which was a three-seater.
That's right. Same thing.
Millennium Falcon was a three-seater, 80 series three-seater.
It's fun because if you have, you know, two people that need to ride in the back, only one can be belted, but the other one can kind of fit. Mm. So it's fine.
See, yeah. I think my perception on everything has changed completely now that I have a truck because everything just goes in the truck bed and now it can make as much noise as it fucking wants to. I don't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It can rattle and
creak. It can rattle and creak and do all kinds of stuff back there and I don't know. I don't hear it.
That's a good point.
I kind of like truck.
Hmm. Well, if your rig is creaky enough to start with, it doesn't matter also, right? That's another thing.
That's true. Are 80 series creaky? I wouldn't know. I've never.
Not exceptionally. No.
Hmm.
Such a great vehicle. So
it's the perfect vehicle. It's God's vehicle.
Yeah.
You can have Leia and Chewbacca. Yeah. Three seater.
Going back into three seats.
We gotta get back. Back to the Millennium Falcon.
If you don't name this episode
the Millennium Falcon, yeah.
Or why you should buy an 80 series.
So for all of Alex's customers, stop bringing him Troopies. He only wants 80 series.
Preferably with three seats.
Preferably three seaters.
Yep.
Yep.
And Prius.
And Camp Tech
Prii?
Conversions.
Priuses? I don't know.
Prius.
Do you install Tires. Camp Tech or is he will only install his stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cool. I kind of wanted one. I still kind of dream about it every once in a while, but then I run into the same thing that you're complaining about, which is I think it'd be really cool until I start figuring out how I would have to get into it. And my, like, build out in the back is two drawers high, so it's probably, I don't know, 4 inches above my tailgate. So mm-hmm. to crawl through that would be an absolute nightmare, and I have to get up and pee in the middle of the night frequently. So
I have enough trouble getting in and out of my Troopy, which is very user-friendly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry, Camp Tech guy.
I've seen a lot of Camp Techs. They're sick. It seems like cool. The people that have them love them.
Yeah.
I just think tent on top with a ladder. Well, like, the ladder has got to be easier to get into a standalone tent than to have to open a hatch and, like, crawl through and open your tailgate. Because 80s have the hatch. Clamshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would just rather unzip and crawl down a ladder.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
I started doing a little looking at the
way to say it over and over again.
I hate to say it. I don't want to shit on someone's
but you just
hustle.
Did.
Yeah, well,
this whole episode you can't hear.
Yeah, I can.
Well,
I can do whatever I want to work with it, technically.
I'm just starting fights.
So what about your? So then, how about Troopy top conversions? So what's your preferred?
Those are topper? Bigger.
Right. No, but what's But what's your preferred? Which one do you like the features of more?
Oh, yeah. The alley cab's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've tried all of them. Mm-hmm. Some people will be like, oh, the alley cab, you got to close from the outside. You can't close it from inside. Have you ever tried to close a tent from the inside of the tent?
Yeah, it's a sports movie. You press the button.
Yeah, that's easy. It just comes down. Yeah.
Like, well, what if it's raining? Like, you shouldn't camp then.
Or just if you're worried about closing it in the
water
rain.
Hurts, yeah. You should not camp. Like, imagine trying to close a tent on top of your body while you're inside your truck. Because the other tents, they close from the inside. You have to, like,
that sounds like
they latch from the inside. So you have to be in there and close them on top of your own head.
And pulling fabric
and then
in?
Close them and close the fabric in from the inside.
Mm-mm. Huh.
That's bullshit.
I bet that is a major feature that a lot of people that want to do roof conversions don't realize.
They think it's a plus. They're like, well, but that one, you don't have to close from the outside.
You're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. How is that a plus? Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
You just tried them.
Okay. Hmm. Insider info.
Yeah. What you really need, it sounds like, is the one that has
the hard sides.
The hard sides from an 80s van. Mm-hmm. That's what you
really hard to find.
Hard to find.
Well, there's that tent company that made that one that.
Oh,
I like, yeah, that I like to see all the videos of when it gets muggy and it fogs the inside windows up really bad.
That. It's
the pretty glass funny. One, the one that's like $20,000.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Isn't it like carbon fiber and glass or is it just
fiberglass? I don't know. It's all kinds of weird stuff. But like their first ads were it on like a new Expedition
Tahoe
or whatever.
Or something. Yeah.
And then they posted their video of it and it's just like fogged on the inside. It's like, huh. Apparently there's not enough ventilation in there.
Maybe they're just having a lot of sex.
There's also that. Be. It's possible.
Could be that.
Could be.
On video.
Why am I here?
I don't know.
Could be they're just breathing heavy.
Yeah. Could be that.
My tent never has that issue.
Yeah,
where's
just,
your
mine doesn't either.
Womp womp button?
Womp, come on.
Thank you.
Good.
All right. On that note, you got anything extra?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're doing a new segment by Mamitas
mm-hmm.
Tequila. It's from.
That's.
We're doing. Fair. Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk into the mic when you do this?
I know. This is just an exaggerated version of the way I feel sometimes.
I'm going to bring up two Latinas.
Oh, hey, let's maybe not do this on my computer.
That's his work computer. Watch out.
I try to type something in, it gets blocked.
Yeah. Two safe search off.
Okay.
Like Sean, like, no, please, no, please, no. Don't.
Look at that. And it's closed. Actually, that was just a zoom in on your crotch. Is what that was. So
good.
That's more up Alex's alley anyway. So.
Oh.
He's the one making all those comments, so I don't know what to tell you.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Was this your worst nightmare, Alex?
I just feel bad we talked about us the whole time. We should have talked about...
That's the point.
We should have talked about...
You're the guest.
Hot topics.
Like?
Immigration.
Oh, like immigration. Oh. Got it. We try to talk about mid-sized trucks to roll it all the way back frequently.
But you didn't have anything to say about mid-sized trucks.
What are you guys into?
Well, immigration.
Other than immigration, you mean? Protecting our borders? Yeah. I don't know.
Truck immigration. That's what you're specialist on, right?
Yeah, actually, you're big into truck immigration.
Truck immigration?
Yeah, that's true.
So enthusiastic about it.
You're pretty pro immigration when it comes to trucks. That's
true. Yeah, giving him an existential crisis here.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a... What do you mean?
What do you mean? I don't know.
I didn't tell you which side of immigration I'm on.
I'm just saying. Could be either way. Wow.
Yeah, this is devolved.
Devolved? Mm-hmm. Did it start?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
I think you know.
What's the last vehicle that you've had that you airbagged?
None.
What?
I've never done that.
Anti-air ride.
What's the last?
What about you?
What's the last oil pan that you broke?
Actually, I'm one of the lucky ones and have not broken an oil pan. I've hit my oil pan a lot, but I have not broken one.
Wow.
Usually they're stamped steel.
It's also because he doesn't drive his cars.
Have you ever got stuck?
Yeah, only to Leavenworth and back.
Have you ever got stuck in a vehicle because it's been so low that you couldn't? It got stuck on the road or something, or you had to have people push you out of the strip club parking lot or something. Or wherever you will go.
You'll know. So Pancake House in Redmond. It has a real, a real tough entry and exit. And I was in the Audi that I have now. And I got in fine. But then leaving, I went a little too slow. And I hung wheel on it trying to get out. Stuck. And there's people standing there watching. But, you know, the all-wheel drive really kicked in. Just freaking throttled it and gave it a couple of steering wheel weaves. Pulled it right off. Mm-hmm. So that was... I like pulling it off.
He learned that from off-roading.
Yeah.
That's right.
Saw at the wheel.
Saw on the wheel. Yeah. But yeah, I'm actually good at driving low cars, so I haven't gotten them stuck in weird places.
One time, not to steal your thunder,
it's not thunder stealing.
Martin Luther King Boulevard in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I hit a construction, one of those...
I remember this.
Big...
I wasn't there, but I remember the...
One of those big plates. And exploded the aluminum oil pan in the 1.8 turbo GTI.
And then wasn't that the Arnold Palmer JB Weld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to O'Reilly's and I bought an Arnold Palmer.
Wow. Can you say it?
Can you guys say that?
Arnold Palmer?
Jesus.
We all just said it. You're the only one.
And JB Weld.
Mm-hmm.
And
chugged the Arnold.
We drained the oil,
mm-hmm.
sanded it, cut the can, and then JB Weld over the pan.
Who drank the Arnold Palmer, though?
I think you better not have poured that out. I mean, that's a good drink.
Wow.
Someone drank it.
Sure.
That don't matter none. Mm. And then let it sit for 2 hours and then drove back to bed. Put oil back in there.
That's a good, almost, good step. Yeah.
Almost missed a step.
That's my best low car thing
I've
ever done. And Ozzy wasn't there.
No.
He was experimenting.
In Portland. down the street in Portland.
You were up there visiting experiment.
He was 3 blocks away experimenting. Were you not around?
I wasn't at that. No.
I would think that he was not in school in Portland at that point.
Yeah, I don't
when
think
you
so.
Had the mark, no, when you had the Mark Fire, I was not in school.
Mm-mm. He was in school. Well, you were in school.
You were not in that school.
Yeah, sorry. I was in high school.
It was in 1988.
Yeah.
Way back then. Yeah. Yeah.
Old guy.
When you had your Mark Fire GTI in 1988.
At 2002.
Back when Sean was graduating from high
school. Oh, wow.
I knew old guy. That was going to happen.
Old guy sting.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Back when Sean was experimenting in high school.
I got no comeback for that. That's it.
Really? What's your best low car story? How many kids have you hit in your low car?
Only
your
a couple.
Mark III Jetta.
Definitely one leaving Fit Garage.
Dude, I remember driving your skateboard. Mark III and it had coilovers.
Yeah.
Because I had only had cut springs.
Well, it was like, I had nice coilovers on that
yeah,
car.
Yeah, those were like top of the line.
Something. You had something
those
nice.
Those were HR ultra lows.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next level. I had never experienced coilovers.
That was wow. the first time you experienced yeah. coilovers?
Oh my I had God, only that's had, crazy. I would just remove the spring
yeah.
and ride strut
yeah.
or shock, whatever.
Yeah, I've never seen someone cut springs.
And you can move the spring in and out with it on
the Actually, I have because Tyson did that. Tyson removed the front springs on his Rabbit. But I was going to say, I've never seen someone cut springs and make a car like the right ride height because usually people just fuck it up and don't know what they're doing and also don't have money for wheels at the same time. Because you alternately or like weirdly enough had money for wheels but didn't put coilovers on your car.
That was the worst.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That was a huge thing. Like if you would do the coilovers before the wheels.
Yeah.
But always. A lot of people would do wheels before coilovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can see wheels.
Yeah.
You can't see
well,
coilovers.
Cutting springs is cheap.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm trying to think of like a good low car story that's my low car. I've definitely broken two or three oil pans, but I think my favorite low car story is actually with Colin when he had the crazy Volksrad bug.
Mm.
We took it to Billetproof in Chehalis, Washington.
Yeah, I know where you're going here.
And at some point along the way, we realized that the fiberglass road reflectors were at a height where if you hit them,
too
it
high.
Would blow them up, mm-hmm. which was fun, except all of the fiberglass dust would come into the cabin.
Oh, no.
And it just kept happening. And yeah. I feel like the second
Every lane
or
changed.
Third time,
bam, bam.
It was hilarious, but also itchy and
you're breathing
uncomfortable.
Fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely, you know, that yeah. shortened my life at
I
least
mean,
a year.
Granted, the airflow was so good that the fiberglass came in, but it also came,
it left
went back
quick
out
too.
Pretty quick.
How is your so. Chemo going?
I start next week. For my 60th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Does Ozzy have a
I just not
a low car story since that's what we're on the that's the cycle we're on?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I exploded an oil pan on the E28. That was a dumb one. Just like a bridge trellis that was a little gnarly.
Oh ooh. Yeah.
And was going way fast and then just boom. And then coasted for way too long, like losing oil pressure. And I was like, oh, I should probably pull over. And I put a new oil pan in it, started it up. It's fine. Hmm. Go ahead. The man in the front.
I have a good story, not related to me.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Cody, my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. There's this jump on like old highway, old Redmond.
Old Ben Redmond.
Yeah. There's a jump.
Yeah.
That you can just in the middle of the road, if you hit it fast enough.
I don't think this exists anymore, but go on.
Yeah. Might not exist anymore, but.
Okay, so Grandpa.
There is a jump.
There was a jump,
and we all went out there
back in '88.
And
with
Cody
his
had his A4 wagon,
mm-hmm.
the white one with the yep. brown interior. It was so sick. And everyone was like, our buddy was hitting it with his Tercel, getting like 20 feet of air in this thing. And then Cody hit it with Zane. And the first time he didn't catch any air because A4 wagon's kind of heavy.
Okay.
And then he hit it again, and like no air. And then the third time around, Zane was like, if you don't catch air anymore, I'm not going to ride with you anymore.
Uh-huh. What a friend.
He's like, so Cody hit it going like 95.
Oh my God.
And I swear to, like, we measured it the next day. He went over 100 feet from the peak to where the oil pan hit. And the oil pan exploded.
Oh, yeah.
It was easy to measure the next day because there was a...
Oh, yeah.
6 quarts of oil where he landed. We had to tow it home because he jumped 100 feet.
Oh, my God.
And just landed on oil pan, exploded that thing.
Yep. Cast aluminum. Yep.
Yeah. Not really that low, but broke the oil pan.
Well, when you...
Oil pan.
when you're jumping.
It was low when it bottomed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it came out to like 86 feet or something like that. Like how far he went from peak trough to valley.
95 is pretty quick. Yeah.
Zane was like bullying him. He's like, yeah, if you puss out again,
of course he was.
I'm getting out of your car. I'm never going to ride with you again.
In hindsight, what a silly thing. It's like, get out of my car, man. I don't care. There you go.
Yeah. Gave into peer pressure a little too easily. Cost him like $600.
Oh, no.